Begin the current daf, Mesechtes Vachem, daf Nun Zayin. Begin 10 lines down at the top of the Yomit, where the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our Mishnah of the previous daf regarding other kodshei kalam types of karbanas, specifically Bechor, Maaser, and Pesach. So the Mishnah said, HaBechor Nechal LaKahanim, so it started speaking about the firstborn animal that is a karban. It's eaten by the Kahanim, because it's one of the Kahanic gifts, and etc., where it continues delineating the parameters of the consumption of the karban Bechor. So the Gemara brings a brisa that elaborates. Turn by Linda brisa. Minayin lebachar. What do we know regarding the firstborn animal? Shenechal l'shnei yomim v'layla. That's eaten for 2 days with one night in between. Says the brisa. Shenem because the pasuk says b'midbar u'besarim yilach. By the bachar it says regarding the kahanim that its meat should be for you. It's one of the kahanic gifts. And continues the pasuk kechaze hatznuva u'kashay kayomim. Just like by a regular carbon. Even if the kahanim don't get all of the meat of the carbon, but they get the elevated breast and they get the right thigh, those are the kahanic gifts from all the karbanas. So too, the meat of all the meat of the bechor is going to be yours. But one thing says the brayis is hikisha kostav lechazav asheik shashlam. We see the pasuk is equating the meat of the bechor to the thigh and the breast of a carbon shlam, which Gemara later on is going to ask, how do you know we're comparing it to the chazav asheik of a shlamim? Maybe you compare it to the Chazav HaShaykh, let's say, of a carbon taida, which there they also get one of the kahanic gifts of Chazav HaShaykh, and there it's only eaten for 1 day and 1 night. But that's what the Gemara is assuming, that it's comparing it to the Chazav HaShaykh of a carbon shlam. And therefore, ma shlamim, just like by the carbon shlam, it's not only that the kahanim get that part, but nechal mishna yom v'layla echad, that they've eaten for 2 days with 1 night in between, abuchari nechal mishna yom v'layla echad, so to the pasuk is comparing it and saying by the bukhari it's also eaten for 2 days and 1 night. Now, that the Gemara elaborates by quoting, v'zu sha'ayla nish'ala lefnei chacham bekerem b'yavna. Actually, this question was posed in front of the sages in the vineyard in Yavna, which wasn't really a vineyard, it was that the Talmudic sages would sit in rows like a vineyard, as the Yerushalmi explains in Masechtas Brachos. The question was asked, b'chor l'kama nechal, for how many days is the meat of a carbon b'chor being able to be eaten? So then Reb Tarfon v'amar, Reb Tarfon answered and he said, l'shnei yom b'layla echad, for 2 days with 1 night in between. Hayisham Talmud echad shabola beis ha-medrash lefnei chacham tchila. There was a sage who, it was his first day that he had come to the yeshiva in Yavna. Rabbi Yisrael Glili, his name was Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Amar Loi, he said to Reb Tarfon, Rebbe minayin lach, my teacher, where do you know this from? So Amar Loi, Reb Tarfon said to him, my son, shlamim kachem kalam. He says, I'll explain to you. Shlamim is from the lower level karbanas. Ubachar kachem kalam, and the firstborn animal as a karban is also the lower level kachem. Doesn't have certain halachas of me'ila as it is by kachem kachem. So ma shlam nechal mishna yom alayla echad, just like shlam is eaten for 2 days and 1 night, abuchar nechal mishna yom alayla echad. So that's how I know from this mamatzinu that so too, bukhar is eaten for 2 days and 1 night. But Amaloy basically said back to him, Rebbe, my teacher, well, I could tell you as follows. Bukhar matan l'kayin, the firstborn animal is a gift to the kayin. The chatas v'asham matan l'kayin, so too the carbon chatas and asham are also gifts to the kayin, because it's totally eaten by the kayin, it's kachi kachi. In contrast, shlamim, most of its meat is eaten by its owners. So therefore, why comparing Bechor to Shlamim? Rather, compare Bechor has similarities to Chatzis and Asham, and say, Ma Chatzis of Asham Lo Malayla, just like the sin and guilt offering is eaten for only 1 day and 1 night, Av Bechor Li and Malayla, so to Bechor shall also only be eaten for 1 day and 1 night. So Malay, Reb Tarfon said to him, no, Nidin Dover Mi Dover, we're going to judge something from something, another something that's similar to it and comparable, and therefore, Vanilma Dover Mi Dover, we're going to then learn that one from the other. And I'll tell you, says Reb Tarfon, Mashlam ein boy nachet, just like the peace offering, doesn't come for any sin, in contrast to like the chatas and asham. Av b'chare in the balchet, so to the firstborn animal carbon is also not brought for a sin. And therefore it's more comparable to shlamim. And therefore we'll tell you, Mashlam nechal mishna yom b'lalecha, just like by the shlam it's eaten for 2 days and 1 night. Av b'chare nechal mishna yom b'lalecha, so to b'chare is eaten for 2 days and 1 night. And that Amalei basically said back to him, Rebbe, my teacher, you're right. Nidan davar medavar, let's judge one thing from another thing that's similar to it. And yilam medavar medavar, let's learn one thing out from something that's similar to it. And I'll tell you, chatzos va'asha matan l'kayin. There's not just one similarity, but two from bechor to chatzos and asham. Because chatzos and asham is a gift to the kayin. Well, bechor matan l'kayin, so to the bechor is also totally its meat, a gift to the kayin. Additionally, ma'chatzos va'asham ain boin benedu v'nedava. A sin and guilt offering cannot be brought through a vow or donated. In contrast to shlamim, that could be brought a neder and a dava. A bechor cannot be a neder and a dava. It's the firstborn animal or it's not. So it's two things that it's similar to chatas and ashram. And if it says Rabbi Yisrael Glili, I'll tell you, ma'chatas va'ashram nechal liyamechad, just like chatas and ashram is only eaten for one day, b'char nechal liyamechad, so the b'char shall only be eaten for one day. Says the Gemara, covet Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva jumped up, then the stalak Rabbi Tafrin removed himself, meaning he was silent. He didn't have a good response for Rabbi Yisrael Glili. But Rabbi Kiva answered, and Amalai, he said to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, he says, Hareyu Aymer. The Pasuk says, we quoted before, Ubisarm Yilach, the Khan was told that the meat of the Bechar will be for you, etc. Which, as we said before, Hekeshna Kasim Lachazim Ashaik Shal Shlamim. The Pasuk is comparing the meat of the Bechar to the breast and the thigh of a Kaban Shlam. And the Pasuk, that's what's called a Hekesh. The Pasuk is putting them together. It's comparing it to Chazeat Nevukashay Kiramin. And the Aloche is, Ein Meshivin Al Hekesh. Even if it's, let's say, more comparable to Chatz and Asham, you cannot refute a Hekesh. The Pasuk is explicitly comparing them. And therefore it says, Rabbi Kiva, Mashlam, Nechal, Nishnayom, Balayla Echad, just like a Shlam is eaten for 2 days and one night, Av Bechar, Nechal, Nishnayom, Balayla Echad, so the Bechar is eaten for 2 days and one night. However, Amaloi, and this is what we alluded to earlier, Rabbi Yisagli says to Rabbi Kiva, Hikeshasu l'chazeh v'shoik shoshlam. You're comparing it to the chazeh and the shoik of a kabin shlamim. V'hani makisha l'chazeh v'shoik shol taida. But I'll compare it, yeah, to chazeh v'shoik, but not of a shlam, but of a kabin taida. Because there also you take the chazeh and shoik and you give it to the kayin. So I'll tell you, ma taida nechalas liyam alayla, just like the kabin taida is eaten for a day and a night, abachar nechal liyam alayla, also the firstborn is also eaten for a day and a night. How do you know to compare it to a shlam, to say two and one, maybe it's compared to a taida, which is only for one day. So Amalai, so on that, Rabbi Kiva responded to him, he says, no. The Pasuk says, Ubisar miyilach. The Kalam are told that the meat's going to be for you. Now, Shein tam Amalai malucha, yes. So then, it's not teaching us anything at the end of the Pasuk when it says that it should be for you. Because you already said, Ubisar miyilach. So, Ma tam Amalai malucha, yeah. What's it teaching when it says, it will be for you? The Pasuk is coming to teach you another element of existence in the context of the Bechar. In other words, Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Yisrael Glili says, I agree to you that when the Pasuk is comparing it to the Chaz and Sheik, that it's compared to the Chaz and Sheik of a Karban Taida. And that's because, as the Halacha says many times in Shas, tafasta mu tafasta. You're right, if we're comparing it to something else, let's say regarding how long you could eat it for, we'll pick the smaller amount, which is only like a Taida for one day and one night. But says Rabbi Kiva, when the Pasuk at the end of the Pasuk adds on the words L'cha Yia, which is not necessary because already in the beginning of the Pasuk says Yilach. What does it mean when it adds on L'cha Yia? It's coming to add on another Havaya, meaning like what you learned from the Hekesh, another one of those, which is not just for one day, but even for a second day. Now, but Ukushinemru Duvam Lefnei Bishmol, when this interpretation of Rabbi Kiva is said over in front of Rabbi Shmol, Amalhan, they said to them, Tsuva Amalhan, Rabbi Kiva, go out and tell Rabbi Kiva that Ta'isa, that you made an error. In other words, this that you retracted from your initial hekesh, from the Bechar, from Shlam to Bechar, and instead you agreed to Rabbi Yisrael's question and said, you're right, the initial hekesh is only from Taida, it's just that we're adding on another Havaya to make it into 2 days or one night. Said Rabbi Shmuel, tell him he was mistaken. Why? Because Taida Mehechen Lamda. Where do we know regarding the carbon taida that it's eaten for one day and one night? Because the chaza and shaik doesn't say by the carbon taida that it's given to the kahanim to say that what the kahanim eat from the chaza and shaik is for one day and one night. Rather, there's a hekesh of taida mishlamim from the carbon shlamim, as is brought in Teres Kainim. The Brisa says taida was what's called lidim bedaber hachadish. It went out to learn a new unique halacha, although Taida is under the category shlam, it has its own unique halacha that it needs bread, which is not like any other carbon shlam. So you would think it only has chidusha, it would only have its novelty, and it wouldn't have all the other halachas of a generic carbon shlamim. So that's what the Brisa says. The Pasuk teaches Taira Zevach HaShlamim Imal Taida. And the same Pasuk compares the carbon Taida to a shlam. To tell you, just like by a shlam, it requires smicha, nesachem, and tenufas chazev eshoik, so to Taida. So the only way you know taida, chaz v'shaik, is from shlam, from a hekesh. So on that says Rabbi Shmuel, v'chidava halama behekesh, do you think something that it itself is learned from a hekesh, meaning the taida is chaz v'shaik, that it's for one day and one night, is itself learned out from shlamim, that it even has chaz v'shaik or shlamim could be 2 days and one night. But where do we know that chaz v'shaik even applies by the taida from shlamim? So you think chayzim malam behekesh? Do you think it could go ahead now and teach to bechayr to say that bechayr it's only eaten for a day and a night because by bechayr it's comparing it to chaza and shaykh? And you're saying, oh, which chazan sheik is that? Toida. But you can't. Toida itself, chazan sheik is only learned from Shlam. The halach is, somebody has learned of mehekish, cannot be chazan lam mehekish. So therefore said, Yerushmal, ha'ein alecha lidim b'loshan acharin. Bekiva, you should not have learned it like your second way, which you agreed to be, like Lili, to compare the chazan sheik, to compare b'chay to the chazan sheik and toida, and just to add on havaya acharis, to add on another day. No, ala b'loshan rishon, rather, your first version is the appropriate one, learning out directly from the Karban Shlam. Because, as we said, it cannot be the toida, because toida cannot go ahead and make another hekesh to b'chay. So the Gemara asks, but Rabbi Shmuel, if that's the case, Sahai l'chayyeh my avid, like what does he do with the extra words at the end l'chayyeh? According to Rabbi Kiva's second version that was coming to add on, instead of just from Taida, which, yeah, that's what we're learning at one day and one night, it comes to add on another day. According to Rabbi Shmuel that says, no, we're learning straight from Shlamim, and that's how we know 2 days and one night. So what do you do with the extra word at the end of l'chayyeh? Says the Gemara, limit is coming to teach to include something else, al-b'chir bal-mum, shu matan l'kayin. That a blemished bechor, which is not brought as a korban anymore, that it's still given as a gift to the kohen. Shalom etzina b'chol Torah, that we don't find to learn it anywhere else in the Torah, only from here that the extra term of l'chayyeh is coming to include what's given to you, the kohanim, even a bechor that's a balmum. But Rabbi Kiva says the Gemara, yalav le mibisarim, he would learn it out from the words because he doesn't have l'chayyeh to teach that, because he needs it to teach her havaya acharis, that not only one day and one night by the Bukhar that it could be eaten, but even for 2 days and one night, he learns out the Bukhar Balmum from Bisaram, their flesh. What's the plural? It's talking about the Bukhar, just say that the singular. It's to tell you, Chatam v'chad Balmum, that the unblemished one, which is the assumed one, and then even the blemished one is given to the Ganim. But Rabbi Shmuel, he would tell you, no, b'mibsarim dahanach b'chayris kamer. The plural there is just referring to all the different types of firstborns that the Pasuk talks about. The Pasuk talks about b'char shayr, b'char kesev, b'char eis, different types of animals that the firstborn animals, an ox, or a lamb, or a goat. And all the plurality in that Pasuk is going on all the different types according to Rabbi Shmuel, as the Gemara says, similarly enough, Laman Zayin Manav, and it says, Dhamma Mechelba according to Rabbi Shmuel, in Perek Bashama, it's just going on all the different types of animals that it says in the Pasuk, but not coming to include, according to him, the Bechar Balmum. Now the Gemara asks, B'maikim Miflagi, regarding what is Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva disagreeing about? Because, in other words, Rabbi Shmuel seems to have a good point that somebody that's learned from a Hekesh cannot be Chayzim Lama Behekesh. So how does Rabbi Kiva learn out, as the way he says it, that you're learning out Bechor from the Chazan Sheikh of Toida, as Rabbi Sigula had asked. And then it's just adding on Havaya Cheres from L'chayyeh to add on another day for 2 days or one night. But seemingly you cannot learn out Bechor from Toida, because Toida itself, which is a Hekesh, because Toida itself is only learned from a Hekesh from Shlamim regarding its Chazan Sheikh. So that says the Gemara as follows. Their Machlekes is that Marasav Rabbi Shmuel held the consumption of the Chaza and the Sheikh of the Korban Toida, which the tithe is eaten by the bailam, but the chaz of a shaykh, the thigh and the breast, is eaten by the kahanim. This that it's eaten for one day and one night, heimenu v'davar acher. It was established from the essence of tithe and through something else. In other words, part of that halacha is written in tithe, because tithe says that its meat has to be eaten for a day and a night, but part of it is learned that from somewhere else. What is that? The chaz and shaykh. Because the chaz and shaykh, it doesn't say that that's given to the kahanim by the tithe itself. That's only learned out from the Shlamim. Rabbi Shmuel holds something that is partially learned out from itself, but partially from somewhere else, have a hekesh, that is considered a hekesh, because a part of it you only know from Shlamim. So it comes out this, that the Chaza and Sheikh are eaten by the Kanim for a day and a night, is learned out from a hekesh. So therefore, that's why you cannot be Chayzim Alamed behekesh. In contrast, Umar Sav, Rabbi Kiva held that since the day and night limitation of Taida, which includes everything of the Taida, including the Chaz v'Sheikh, although it doesn't say Chaz v'Sheikh by Taida, is written by Taida. So although Chaz and Sheikh you learn out from a Hekesh, from Shlamim, but Loihava, that doesn't make the limitation of the eating of the Chaz and Sheikh and Taida something that's learned out from a Hekesh, because it's not totally learned out from a Hekesh. The Chaz and Sheikh part, but the fact that the Chaz v'Sheikh, which is part of the Taida, can only be for day and a night, that says by Taida, so that's not considered a Hekesh, and therefore you could learn out Bechor from the Chaz and Sheikh of the Korban Taida. Now that we understand the principle that they disagree about, regarding if something only is partially learned out from a Hekesh, which is called Heimen v'Dava Ach, it's learned out from its own self, but also from something else, like the case of the Chaz and Sheikh of the Taida, where the Chaz and Sheikh part is learned from somewhere else. But the fact that the Chaz and Sheikh is for one day, one night, says by Taida, is that considered a Hekesh or not? Hence, can you learn something else from that halacha, in this case, the Bechor from the Chaz and Sheikh of Taida? That's their machlekes, if that's initially a Hekesh or not. So not the Gemara asks on each opinion. Bishlem elamandam aloyim hekesh. We understand according to Rabbi Kiva, who says that that's not considered a hekesh. If it's not totally under from somewhere else, it's only partially, it's not a hekesh, and therefore you could learn something else from this halacha. So, we could understand the pasuk of Mayikra, where it talks about the avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. He has to bring a par and a sar. The par is for the him and the kahanim. The sar is for the Jewish people. And he goes and he sprays it from each carbon one time upwards and seven times downward in the Kodesh, HaKadosh, and the Holy Saholis. And the pasuk continues, and the chenyas al-Oil Mo'ed, he has to do the same thing in the Oil Mo'ed towards the Pareiches. So what's the pasuk teaching us? Kishem Shemaz Lefnaiv Lefnim, just like he sprays inside the inside, the holies of the holies. Achas Lamala Veshev Lamata Medama Par, one time upwards and seven times downwards from the blood of the bull. So the pasuk is teaching us, Kach Maza Behechel, so too he sprays once upwards and seven downwards in the Hechel, in the sanctuary. Now, so too, it's teaching us, whatever you're doing inside, so too you do in the Oil Moed, which is the other carbon. Kishem Shelefnaiv Lefnim Achas Lamala Veshev Lamata Medama Sar, just like he does one upwards and seven downwards of the blood of the carbon of the Sar, of the He-Goat. Kach Maza Behechel, so too he does the same thing in the Hechel. Now, what's important to understand is that this halacha itself, of the par and the sar, lefnai v'lefnim, which is that you do one upwards and seven downwards by both these karbanas, each one of them, you only know through what we're calling this heimenu v'dava achar. Why? Because inside the kachet kachem, regarding doing upwards by the bull, it doesn't say how many times to do it in the pasuk. The pasuk in the Yerkatez Zayin says, v'hiza be'etzboi apanei ha-kapayres kedma, that he goes and he sprays with his fingers towards the kapayres, in what's in front of him. And in front of the kaparis, meaning downwards, he does seven times. So the seven times downward, it says. But the one upwards, well, the ones that are upwards, it doesn't say how many times. Now in contrast, the flip side, by the sar of the chatas, it says upwards how many times, because it says, v'hisa isa al kaparis, you spray it on the kaparis. And that says you should do it also downwards in front of the kaparis. So regarding upwards, we know how many, because it says oisai, which is singular, which is one times upwards. But in regards to in front of the kaparis, downwards, it doesn't say seven. So each one only says one. The par only says how many downwards, but not upwards. The sar only says upwards, but not downwards. And how do we know each one is one up and seven down? So we learn from a hekesh, one from the other. Because the pasuk compares the two of them. It says, va'as es dame kasha asa dama par. You should do to its blood, meaning the blood of the sar, like you did to the blood of the par. So obviously you see that the avodah, the par and the sar, inside the kachet kachem, you know each one from heimenu v'dava achar, because part of it, the avodah, is written by each one in itself, and part of it you have to learn out from the other one. And then the pasuk then compares and learns out what's done in the heichel from what's done in the kachet kachem through a hekesh, because it says, v'chein yasal al moed, so too you should do like you did in the kachet kachem, so too you should do in the al moed. So obviously you see that hemenu v'dava achar is not considered like a hekesh, because if it would be, then you wouldn't be able to learn out the heichel from the kachet kachem, because even in the kachet kachem itself is learned from a hekesh from the other carbon. So that's good according to Bikiva. Elamandam have a hekesh, according to Bishmael, that says it is a hekesh, a mayikalim, what are you going to say? How do you go ahead and learn the heichel from the kachet kachem, from a hekesh, when what's in the kachet kachem is itself learned out from a hekesh? That answers the Gemara. Mekaymais hu degami ma'adodi. It's the places that you're learning out a hekesh one from the other. The heichel is learned out from the kachet kachem. That's not chayzim alam hekesh. Why? Because the first hekesh, what were we comparing? The behemoth, the par and the sar. Now, if we were to compare another animal from that, well, that would be chayzim alam hekesh. But the second hekesh is not comparing animals, it's comparing places. Now, in contrast, according to Bishmal, by the Taida and the Bechayr, there, the Chaza and the Sheikh of the Taida is what we're comparing to the Bechayr. Now, the Chaza and the Sheikh of the Taida, it itself was learned from Shalom, from a hekesh, and therefore he says, that's not possible, because Himena V'Dava Achir is considered hekesh. In contrast, over here, it's not considered that it's Chazim Alam Hekesh, because it's not learning it to animals further. It's a totally different hekesh. And therefore, that's not Chazim Alam Hekesh. It's not a problem. Even though Himena V'Dava Achir is considered hekesh. As Gemara continues to Amad Beis, if you want, you could give a different resolution for Bishmal, that Chutz Mipnim B'Chad Zim Negamer. What's done outside, meaning in the Hechel, from the inside, from the kachet kachem, we're learning out in one shot. As the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Nun Zayin and Aleph, what it means to say is like this, that although you're right, Comparing the places, unlike the first answer the Gemara gave in Noman Aleph, comparing the places is the same as comparing of the animals. Because the whole purpose of comparing the animals of the Paran Sar was for the utility of what's done inside the Kadshei Kadoshim. So learning out what's done in the Heichel from the Kadshei Kadoshim is like the Kadshei Kadoshim was learned out from somewhere else. So it would be a problem, seemingly, of Chayzim Alam Behekesh. Even so, it's not the same. It's still different than what Rebbe Shmuel was discussing regarding the Bechor and the Taita. Because by the Heichel, we want to learn that all the halachas of the Heichel, what's done inside the Kadshei Kadoshim. Now, once we have a Hekesh to expound whatever is explicitly done by the Kadshei Kadoshim, because certain things like what's done on the bottom by the Par and what's done on the top by the Sar, that it says explicitly by what's done in the Kadshei Kadoshim. So that you could learn a Hekesh to the Heichel, because that wasn't learned out from Hekesh itself. Now, once we're coming to learn out a Hekesh from what's done inside, it then, in one shot, will also include even that which is learned out from a Hekesh, which is what's done on the top by the Par and done on the bottom by the Sar. However, in contrast, the Hekesh that Rabbi Shmuel was talking about before, if you would be learning out a Hekesh of Bechor to the totality of a Karban Taida, like what we're saying similar to over here with the Heichel and the Kadshei Kadoshim, and we would learn out from Taida that you have to go ahead and separate the Chazon HaShoik and give it to the Kohanim, and also that there's a limitation of eating it for one day and one night. So then you would be able to say, like we're saying over here, that since you could learn on it regarding the time limitation of how much it says over there, so then it also, in one shot, could teach you regarding the Tanufas Chazon HaShoik. But now, we're not learning it out Bechor from Taida itself. Rather, the Pasuk, when it's talking about the eating of the carbon Bechor, says, Kitnufas Chazon HaShoik. The only thing it's comparing it to the Taida is only regarding the Chazon HaShoik of the Taida. Regarding that, that is the only thing it's comparing it to. That itself was learned out from a Hekesh. Then you cannot be Chayzim Lam Hekesh. Because yes, it is considered Hemen Abedav Acha is a Hekesh. The only reason why by Heichel from the Pnim is not a problem, because it's learning out regarding the totality of the Pnim. There are things that are not learned from Hekesh. Once it's learning out, so then you can also learn out things that were learned from Hekesh. In contrast, by Bechor from Toide, it's not learning out totally Bechor from Toide, only from the Chazon HaShoik of Toide. That itself by Toide is only learned out from Hekesh, and therefore that would be a problem, like Rabbi Shmuel said, of Chayzer Malamed Behekesh. The Gemara continues saying, Bishlam Elamand Omar Loiha Behekesh. We can understand, the Gersa is supposed to say, that according to the one that says that Hemen of the Be'achar is not a Hekesh, so we can understand what it says in the Pasuk of a Yikra. The Pasuk says, "Mimishveisechem teviu lechem tenufa." From your places, you should bring elevated breads, which this is in the context of the shteha lechem on Shavuos. On Shavuos, was a carbon that was brought together with two breads, which were chametz breads. As the Pasuk says, that you should bring shtaim, two breads that are shnei asreinim, 2/10 of an eifa of flour. Seilis tiyena should be refined flour. Chametz teafeni, should bake it chametz leaven. By Bikurim Lashem, these are the first breads of the new grain of wheat that are brought in front of Hashem. Now, the Gemara Masechtas Menachos of Ein Zayin and Beis says that from here is where you have to learn out how many isroinis, which is a measurement of flour, which is a tenth of an eifa, were necessary by the breads of the Karban Taida. We're here, we're talking about on Shavuos. But then there's a taida, four different types of situations that could happen to a person that he's saved from it. He has to bring a thanks offering. By the taida itself, it says that you have to bring 10 breads from every type. There were actually three types of matzah breads, and there was one type of chametz bread that was brought by the Karban Taida. Now, so although we know that there's 40 total, that from the challah ones you have to have 10 breads, it doesn't say how much flour has to be used for the challah breads. On that, what the Gemara Menachos explains, what our Gemara is alluding to, is that we learn out from the breads of chametz that by the carbon, we learn out of that of the carbon taida from the shteha lechem of this pasuk that we're bringing. Because there it's also chametz. And the pasuk equates and says whatever is brought together from chametz has to be the same amount. As we find that the two breads over there, each bread was two isroinim, as the Gemara is going to explain. And we know that it's also going to be alluding to the chametz breads of the taida from an extra pasuk of Teviu. As the Gemara explains, She'en tamalem Teviu, because there's really nothing that we're really learning out from the word Teviu, you should bring it. Because the pasuk already says, V'krafta mincha chadasha, you should bring a new flour offering, Mimayish ve'seichem, from your, as we're saying from this pasuk, from your places, Lechem tenufo, elevated breads. It doesn't have to say the word Teviu to bring. We already know that you're bringing it. So matam alam tavi, what does it mean that you should bring it? Oh, it's teaching you kol sha'ata mevi mimakam achar, whatever type of leavened bread offering you're bringing from somewhere else, meaning regarding the carbon taida, which also has chametz breads, hareyu kazeh, should be the same thing like these breads of the shtei alechem, of the two leavened breads of Shavuos, which teaches you. Ma lahala nisaron lechala, just like over there by Shavuos, the shtei alechem, each bread has a tenth of an eifa for challah, like it says that there's shtayim, there's two breads, and there's shnei astrayim, two tenths, which means to say each one is one isaron. Afkan, so to over here by the carbon taida, isaron lechala, the 10 chametz breads, each bread is going to be a tenth of an eifa. On that, the question is, but imal lahal and shnei astrayim, but if you're comparing it to the shtei alechem, you should say, just like over there, that the totality of the measurement of flour that's used for the shtei alechem are two esrainim, because each one is one isaron. So maybe you'll say that afkan also over here, all the 10 breads together of the one type of chametz is also going to be shnei esrainim, only a total of two esrainim, which would be much less than saying each one gets one isaron. Tamalema, that's what the Brisa teaches, Tiyana, which is, as the Gemara over there, Menachas, explains how you see from over here regarding the carbon taida, which basically it's that because from the extra yud, which tells you that there's 10, which means to say that each one is going to get an isarin of flour from all the 10 breads. So fine. Says the Gemara, says the Brisa, V'lamanu asara. So we have learned that there's 10 isroinis l'chametz, for the 10 chametz breads. Because as we said before, the 10 chalas of chametz bread by the carbon taida, how do we know that there's 10? We actually know from Gzereshav, from Trumas Meiser. Trumas Meiser is when the Levi gets the Meiser, the tithe, he has to then take off a tenth of his tenth and give it to the Kohen. So just like by Trumas Meiser, it's one tenth. So too, the Truma, which is its elevated, the bread that's given to the Kohen of the taida, where it says, v'hikrav mimena echad mekol karbon, you'll take one of each type from every type, truma l'Hashem, it's elevated, which is, there's also going to be one tenth. So we know that there's going to be 10 breads, and one of those 10 is given to the kain. So when we have this hekish of teviu, which it says by the shtei alechem, it teaches us that each challah is one isaron. So it comes out that there's 10 isroinis for the chametz breads. Now, how do we know that? We know it from what's called himenu b'davar achar, because the fact that there's 10 breads that we already know, that we know from a comparison from Trumas Meiser. The fact that we know that, however, that it's a total of 10 israinis, which means to say because it's isaron for each challah, that we know from a hekish, from the shtei alechem. So continues the Brisa. Asara, the fact that there's going to be 10 israinim for the three types of lamatza, minayin, but where do we know that? Which means to say there's going to be much less per matzah than lechem, because this, from the 40 breads, 10 are chametz and 30 are matzah. So it's saying that the 10 of chametz is going to be 10 esroinim. The 30 of matzah, how do we know that it's also going to be 10 esroinim? Tamalema, that's what the Pasuk teaches, that when the Pasuk starts delineating the types of the matzah, types of breads that are brought with the Taida, the Pasuk afterwards says, al chalas lechem chametz, besides for the breads of, which are the 10 breads, of chametz. What's the comparison? It says al chalas lechem chametz, neged chametz havi matzah, comparative to the amount of esrainim you bring by the chametz ones. That's how much you're going to bring for the matzah ones. So that's a hekesh. It's comparing the chametz ones to the matzah ones. So we see that the chametz breads of the carbon taida, which we know it itself that it's 10 esrainis from a himena b'davar achar, were partly from itself, which is because we compare it to Trumas Meiser, that it's 10, and partly as a hekesh from the shtei alechem, that it's going to be a sarin for each one, which is 10 esrainis, that then it goes and it teaches regarding matzah by another hekesh, and that it's also going to be 10 esrainis. So that works well, according to the one who says that himena b'davar achar is not a hekesh, so it's not considered learned from a hekesh, the challah ones, so it could be melamed behekesh to matzah. Elamanda Amar have a hekesh, according to the one that says that himena b'davar achar is a hekesh. Mike and Mem, what are you going to say? How do the challahs, which it itself is learned out from a hekesh, because you're saying himena b'davar achar is a hekesh, come and teach regarding the matzah ones through a hekesh, that it's 10 esrainim? Says the Gemara, no, not like we thought that Taviyu is a hekesh from Shtei Halechem to Taida. Taviyu, as the Girsa is, as Rashi brings, Ribuyahu. It's an inclusionary term to include the Chametz breads of the carbon Taida to say that every two, just like the two of the Shtei Halechem, that every two breads of the carbon Taida should be two Esrainim. which makes out that each one's going to be one Nisarin, which since there's 10, is going to be 10 Nisarinim. So the Gemara is essentially saying, it's like as if it's said in the context of the Lach Meitoide itself, this halacha, and it's not being learned out from the Shtei Halachim. In other words, what would be considered Heimen of a Davar Acha? That would be if, let's say, we compared the Chametz breads of Toide to the Shtei Halachim somewhere else, and it didn't say that there's going to be Isarin for Chala. And then we learn out Toide from Shtei Halachim or the Hekesh Isarin L'Chala, and then that's how we know that since it says 10, we would know it. But here, it's not learning out Toide from Shtei Halachim. Toide is like the extra word Tavihu is going on the Toide itself. And so it's like it's saying by it itself, therefore it could be chayzim melamed. It's not chayzim melamed, it could be melamed behekish to the matzah once, and therefore it's not difficult on the one who says that heimenu v'davar acher is considered hekish, because not even heimenu v'davar acher, it's like it's only heimenu. It's like it learned that only in the context of Toide. Now the Gemara concludes the halacha of our Mishnah, which said, ha-pesach in the nachal, because there were three kabbans we spoke about in our Mishnah, b'char, ma'isr, behema, and pesach. So the Mishnah said that Pesach is different in its consumption. The Eina Nechal, it's only could be eaten up until midnight. So on that, asked the Gemara, Man Tana, who's the Tana of our Mishnah that said that the Karban Pesach can only be eaten up until midnight? So I'm Rav Yisrael. He says, Rav Lozav Nazarihi. That's not like Linda Brysa that it's a Machlekes. Rav Lozav Nazarihi, he says, Nemer Kan Balayla Zed. It says, it'll be here in the Pasuk in Shemais when it says, Va'ochul Asabasar, that you eat this meat of the Karban Pesach Balayla Zed this night, the night of the 15th of Nisan. The Nemel Haaland says later on there in the Pesukim, it says, Vavarti Be'eretz Mitzrayim Alayla Zeh. Hashem says, I passed through Egypt on this night, which was referring to Makkas Becharis. Ma'al Haaland Adchat says, just like over there, it was only up until midnight. Afkan Adchat says, so to over here, when it's talking about Alayla Zeh, we learn from Gzeres Shava of when you could eat the Karban Pesach, is only up until midnight. On that, Amalei Rabbi Akiva, he disagreed with Rabbi Elazar ben Azari. He says, but Valukvar Nema, the Pesach says right before that, Vachalta Moisei Bechipazin, that you should eat the Karban Pesach with a rush, with alacrity. Now, what does that mean? Ad shas chipasin, up until the time when they're rushing to go, which was in the morning, like the pasuk says, va'atnam leseitu ishmi pesach beisei ad beker, that you cannot leave your entryway until the morning, and then they rush quickly out of Mitzrayim. So you see that actually they could eat it up until chipasin, which is up until the morning, not chatzais. So im kemat hamalim balayla zeh, what does it teach this night, if it's not coming to teach, like you said, the gzeres shava, to the other balayla zeh, that's only up until midnight? Says Rabbi Akiva, because she yachl, because you would think that the Karban Pesach should be like all other karbanis, which could be eaten on the day that it was slaughtered, meaning before it gets dark. If you want, you could start eating during the daytime, and you could continue eating through the nighttime, like a Karban Taida. All karbanis which eaten liyayim v'layla, you would think the Karban Pesach is the same thing. You slaughter on the 14th of Nisan, you could eat it then and through the night of the 15th of Nisan. Tamalema v'layla, that's what the Pesach teaches on the nighttime. But Lili Heinechel, the Karban Pesach could only be eaten at nighttime. Veinechel, it cannot be eaten on the day that it was slaughtered. But one thing you see is that our Mishnah that says the Pesach is only eaten until midnight is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. On that, Amalei Abaye, he asks, why? Ubemai, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, deraisa. How do you know that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? That it says it can only eat up until midnight because going according to the biblical law that he holds that it's only eaten up until midnight. Dilma derabanan, maybe. Actually, our Mishnah could even be like Rabbi Akiva. And it's only rabbinically that the Karban Pesach could only eat up until midnight. Well, laharchik min avera, to distance a person from sin. As our Mishnah said regarding all, our Mishnah said regarding all other karbanas, which is like the first Mishnah in Shas and Brachas, that at chatzais, it could only eat up until midnight as a rabbinic distancing that one not violate eating it after the time of the morning. But maybe it's even like Rabbi Akiva. And that answers the Gemara, im kein mai ella at chatzais. Then why does it say, however, only up until midnight? It should just say, like it says regarding all other karbanas, that benachal at chatzais, it can be eaten up until midnight. Why say ella at chatzais? Ella ki hath some, rather, because it wants to compare it to all the other halachas that are unique of a Karban Pesach that it says in our Mishnah. When we compare it to the fact that it's only at nighttime, and only according to those that were counted in it, and only that it can be eaten roasted, to tell you that it's the same type of halacha, which is Mahasim Daraisa, just like all those other unique halachas in our Mishnah regarding the limitations of Karban Pesach are the biblical laws regarding it. Afkanami Daraisa, also over here regarding its being eaten up until midnight, is also regarding biblical law. And that's like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who hold biblically it's only Balayla Hazeh, which is until Chatzais, and contrast Rabbi Akiva, although he also agrees it's only eaten up until midnight, but that's rabbinically Kedel Hachim and Avera, and not biblically. Hanalach Ezel Mokayim, which I'll return to the fifth parak Masechtas Zvachim, parak Ezel Mokayim, which again spoke about primarily where are the places for the slaughtering and the throwing of the bloods of the Kachim Kachim and of the Kachim Kalim regarding the Zvachim.